This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balt Edwards. A congressional delegation toured Baghdad over the weekend, getting a first-hand look at Iraq's crumbling infrastructure. One member of the delegation, Congressman Jim Walsh of New York, said Iraq has tremendous potential, but he said there's a long way to go. The visit coincided with more violence. Over the weekend, rocket-propelled grenades were fired at the hotel now housing the staff working for the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority. And today, Iraqi security forces, supported by U.S. military police, staged raids into Crete in search of Saddam Hussein supporters blamed for attacks on Americans. NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad. What did members of Congress find out?
Well, they certainly discovered that it's going to take billions and billions of dollars in aid to restore the country's infrastructure. There were 17 members of the House who toured Baghdad, and as you mentioned, they wanted to get a firsthand glimpse of some of the challenges that the U.S. now faces in sort of getting the country back on its feet. I think there is a sense around the world that the reconstruction process has begun, and that's certainly true on a small scale, but the major infrastructure work that'll have to be carried out, things like getting the power back online or clean water flowing from the taps, that's something that won't even begin until after Congress frees up more money. So the projects now underway in Iraq are by and large emergency ones, the kinds of patch-up work that'll temporarily restore some of the basic services to people in the country.
More attacks over the weekend.
And I don't think it was a surprise to any of those members of Congress. Attacks are a regular daily feature of life in Iraq now. One of the boldest ones happened on Saturday when somebody or a group of people fired rocket-propelled grenades at the Al-Rashid Hotel. Now, that hotel, of course, is being used by staff members from the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority. And it's very surprising because the Rashid is now like a fortress. There's razor wire surrounding it. There's sandbags, massive concrete barricades all over the area. Ordinary visitors can't even enter the courtyard. It's in fact practically impossible to get within 40 yards of the building. So even though no one was hurt, it was quite a shock for the people inside there who are staying there to have heard explosions right outside their window, particularly because the area is simply swarming with soldiers.
What about this operation in Crete?
Well, it was a coordinated raid. It was staged with U.S. troops from the 4th Infantry Division. They were backed by about 200 Iraqi police. And the idea was to capture what they're calling triggermen. These are people who the army believes are carrying out attacks. This morning, none of the so-called triggermen were found. There was another raid staged over the weekend in the same area, into Crete, which is about 75 miles north of Baghdad, where the same group of soldiers, U.S. soldiers, found a significant amount of weapons hidden in a home in Crete, and that included surface-to-air missiles and ammunition and RPG rounds. So it was quite a significant catch.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.